From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. 1 year ago this week, the death of George Floyd at the hands of law enforcement sparked police reform efforts and organizing all over the country. But in the Deep South, the birthplace of the civil rights movement, there's been less action. From our partners at Mississippi Public Broadcasting, Ashley Norwood reports.
A year after an officer killed George Floyd by kneeling on his neck for more than 9 minutes, a few dozen people gathered at the Kelly Ingram Park in Birmingham. Satora Dudley, executive director of the social justice group Cell A65, was one of the organizers of the vigil.
This time last year, I was in the exact same place, fighting for George Floyd's justice. Obviously, the trial happened. We allegedly got justice. It's not really justice when he's already dead.
Dudley, who's 21 years old, says that Floyd's death is what inspired her to become an activist.
This time last year, I really was just coming to a protest to come to a protest. And now I'm helping lead a movement.
That moment of reckoning propelled a lot of young people in the South to rally for racial justice.
Black lives matter! Black lives matter!
A protest in downtown Jackson last June brought thousands out to march from the governor's mansion to City Hall, calling for change. Macy Brown, a 19-year-old from Natchez, was lead organizer of the Black Lives Matter event.
For a lot of other people of color and a lot of white people, the George Floyd case was kind of like that defining moment for their understanding of police brutality and a better understanding of the Black experience in America.
A survey out this week from the nonprofit group E Pluribus Unum finds that Southerners, regardless of their race, have overwhelming support for major police reforms. A majority of the 1,200 respondents don't think lawmakers have done enough since George Floyd's murder. Some activists point to the removal of Confederate symbols across the region as signs of progress, but Brown says she wants to see a lot more.
I don't think that there has been nearly as much aggressive police reform as there should be right now. So I think justice more so looks like us not having more George Floyd.
Mississippi has its own case of a Black man dying after an officer kneeled on him. Robert Loggins died while in custody at Mississippi's Grenada County Jail in 2018. The state initially called the death an accident. Calls for an investigation came after the Mississippi Center for Investigative Reporting obtained video from inside the jail appearing to show an officer putting his knee across Loggins' neck or head. Jacob Jordan is the attorney representing Loggins' family.
These in-custody deaths have come to represent something of a stain in the fabric of this country that we love and hold dear. And so this family wants to help blot that out.
In neighboring Louisiana, another family is fighting for justice for Ronald Green. He died after a police chase in 2019. White troopers initially blamed his death on a car crash. Graphic body cam footage that emerged last month shows officers repeatedly using stun guns on Green, punching him and dragging him by his ankle shackles. Decades ago, civil rights activist Hezekiah Watkins says he was arrested more than 100 times.
But each time I was arrested, I was afraid because you never can tell when you left, go into a situation, whether you would return. That fear is still there.
Watkins was a freedom rider in the 60s, and now he works at the Mississippi Civil Rights Museum. As he walks through, he points to his own mugshot hanging on the wall.
This is yours truly. Yeah.
Watkins has been involved in the fight for justice since he was 13 years old. He says young people have always been part of the movement, but he wants to see more from today's youth.
I applaud their effort, but I'm concerned because, in my opinion, they are not visible enough, as a lot of things has happened since George Floyd. Where are they?
Last June, thousands were protesting in downtown Jackson. But a year later, though work is happening behind the scenes, the streets are quiet. For the Gulf States Newsroom, I'm Ashley Norwood.
The Gulf States Newsroom is a partnership between Mississippi Public Broadcasting, WBHM, and WWNO in New Orleans. WBHM's Janae Pierre contributed to this story.